Here's a quick one before the break. It's about this week's World Speed Chess Championships being held in Saudi Arabia. The tournament is part of a push by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to improve the kingdom's international image. About 200 chess players from all around the globe are taking part. But reigning world champion Anna Muzychuk from Ukraine won't be one of them. She told the BBC she's boycotting the event to protest the treatment of women in Saudi Arabia.
I think that the championships of such a level, world championships, shouldn't be organized in the country where the human rights and especially the rights of women are violated.
Muzychuk wrote on her Facebook page that the laws governing what women can or can't do in Saudi Arabia would have made her feel like a secondary creature, her words. The Saudi government has relaxed at least one of those rules for the tournament this week. Women competing in the events are not required to cover up with a hijab or abaya. The only requirements are trousers and high-necked blouses. But that was not enough for the Ukrainian champ to call off her boycott, even though at a previous tournament in Iran, Muzychuk did compete and she did wear a head covering.
I decided to go there. And I felt myself how it is to be in hijab all the time and all this pressure when women don't have the same rights as men. That's why it was even more wish not to play in Saudi, because in Saudi it seems to be even worse.
Muzychuk won't be the only one missing the tournament. Players from Iran and Qatar, regional political rivals to Saudi Arabia, have had trouble getting Saudi visas in time, and Israeli players have had their visas denied altogether.
It's a pity, and in some way it's also a violation of the statute of our World Chess Federation. FIDE events must be held in the country where all players can come.
Ukraine's Anna Muzychuk speaking there to the BBC about her refusal to defend her two world speed chess titles this week in Saudi Arabia.